Distorted View Daily proudly presents Tony Danza, failing to realize he's on the air.
Tony, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I'm being on these things.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
You end up on those news shows so often, you know? And those news shows are terrible.
Tony?
I'm telling you, I just realized it because I'm here in the news show in the background. You know, you always think that you're doing those good morning shows, but this is one of those news shows. Jim, I'm telling you, this is crazy. I don't want to do this.
Tony.
I'm going to be part of the local news. How exciting.
Tony Danza. You never know when people are listening to what you're saying, Tony.
You know, right after Murder and Mayhem and the Rescue in California, Tony Danza. I'm so excited.
Okay, Tony, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Okay, we're going to start the interview now. No Murder and Mayhem, just the interview about your movie. You ready?
All right, fine. Oh, you heard me, huh?
Oh, every bit of it.
Oh, good.
Joining us now is Tony Danza. You know him from Taxi.
Well, don't you feel a little bit like that's what you do? I mean, not for
no.
nothing. It's not just me who thinks that, by the way. Go ahead. All right.
Well, you know, it's how I make my living, so, you know.
No, listen, I'm not knocking you. I'm just saying you can't, just don't deny it. You know, please. I don't care. You should make a living. I think that's fine.
Okay.
Beautiful goddamn fucking cock.
Double rainbow all the way across the sky.
Nigger clone.
Gaping hole.
I want to see my asshole.
It's like I'm walking on sunshine.
Yes, it breaks to Manson back here with you to kick off a new week of programs. Thank you so much for joining me. On the phone, we got a special guest, Bill O'Reilly. Bill! Bill!
5, 4, 3.
Can you hear me, Bill?
That's tomorrow, and that is it for us today.
You can't hear me.
We will leave you with a...
Bill O'Reilly!
I can't do it.
Bill!
We'll do it live.
No, you're on right now.
No. We'll do it live! Fuck it!
Bill, you never know when someone's...
All right,
you
never... Write it,
listen
we'll do
to
it
me,
live.
Bill! Please!
Fucking thing sucks!
Oh, Bill! Oh, Bill!
Oh, Bill!
Oh, yeah. Bill's busy pleasuring a woman. Really nailing her good. Oh, that fucking thing sucks, Bill. I don't know what I'm doing, whipping out those old clips today.
In my book, I say that intoxication is good for children.
Butterfly in the sky. I can go twice as high.
Getting high is good for children. I am getting high.
I can't read it. There's no words on it.
Yeah, I don't know what.
I can't do it. I can't read it. There's no words there. Fuck it. I can't read. Fucking thing sucks.
I am fucking high.
What does that mean?
Marijuana makes them feel happy. This is a kid's book.
Thanks again for watching. We'll leave you with Sting and a cut off his new album.
There we go.
Sting fucking sucks!
Yeah, we learned a couple things. One, Bill O'Reilly is illiterate. I had my hunches, quite frankly. And two, Sting fucking sucks. You know who else fucking sucks? Tony Danza. What a little shit. Be grateful that even the local news wants to speak to you. I was surprised by that. I've got my suspicions they were just looking to fill 5 minutes. It was either going to be the Tony Danza interview or a heartwarming story about a 95-year-old woman who died and whose poodle just wouldn't leave her side or something. That anchor was way too nice to Tony, too. Tony Danza! Tony? Tony, can you hear us? Tony can't hear. Meanwhile, he's saying awful things. Who wants to be on the fucking local news? I thought this was a morning show, because that's so much better. A local morning show. I've talked about this many times, like the local, Fox affiliate, in addition to doing news, has to try to compete with the Today Show and all of those breakfast programs. So, you know, they report on news and then bring in a mariachi band. And they have ridiculous segments. I know in Cleveland there was a segment called Kicking It With Kenny. Because they're all black over there in Cleveland. This guy's name is like Kenny Crumpton or something. And he goes to, I don't know. He goes to like, you know, like a hoagie shop or something. I don't know. Or like a little, like a miniature train museum. Oh, it's the worst. Morning TV is the worst. Tony Danza has it all mixed up. He doesn't know. He doesn't. This is why his career has stalled. He's aspiring to get on local morning TV shows. All right. There you go. Tony Danza fucking sucks. You know who else fucking sucks? The physically disabled. Now, stick with me here. I know I run at risk of, you know, sounding like a complete asshole once again. But I think I have a valid point here, and I've got some proof. Now, look, it blows. I understand if you are physically disabled, if you got your legs mangled in a motorcycle accident or whatever. Life just dealt you a shitty blow. But that does not give you the right to do whatever the fuck you want under this, you know, disabled umbrella. Okay, you get your little placard, you get to park super close to the grocery store. There, we're even now. That's where it should end. This guy, I have a video here that I want to share with you. He's at the California DMV, right? He's in a wheelchair, and he's under the impression that because he's wheeling around on his jazzy or whatever, he can do whatever the fuck he wants. He can cut right to the front of the line. The California DMV, though, disagrees with him.
These guys work for the state, and they don't even know what the law is.
Yeah. Hey, don't.
Hey,
pushy.
Don't get pushy, bud.
He's with me.
I don't care if he's with you. It's your mother or not. I'm not talking to your mother. I'm talking to him.
Sir, how can I help you?
I'm disabled. I'm in a wheelchair. I have a right to go to the head of the line.
No, you do not.
Yes, I do. That's the law. It is the law.
You do not get.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Security guard, every time we come in.
So what the fuck does a security guard know? Nothing.
Hey, why don't you let everybody
You know
else...
what? We're not talking to you.
Yeah, but
we're not
else,
talking
why
to
don't you?
You.
Yeah, but I'm in line and you cut. I was next.
Mind your own business.
Because we're not talking
not
to you.
You're not one of these people that work here, so get out of my face.
You're not talking.
He's so very angry. All right, so then there's some text on the screen. It says, for the entire time I've been physically disabled, I've realized there are laws that give disabled persons certain rights. One of them is the right to go to the head of the line in grocery stores. I didn't think that was right at all. I was like, wait, I've never heard of that before. I've never seen that happen before. So I was getting very angry at this guy, but then I thought, well, maybe it is a real law. So I looked it up on Google, searching for the American with Disabilities Act, and the only thing I could find was, like, one reference to a Wendy's store that had, like, you know, like, certain Wendy's have, like, that maze to get to the you know, cash register to order your food. It's like a little corral. So apparently those were too narrow for wheelchairs. So what Wendy's would do is they would just let people go in wheelchairs go right up to the front and order their food. They've since changed that rule, you see. But that was the only thing. There's no law about it. All right. So let's get back to the video here. Before it starts back up, he does say, notice this dumbass in part of the clip. He doesn't work for the DMV and his business is done. He does what he does out of pure mean-spiritedness. Okay. You know, I'm sorry, but the guy who's disabled is coming off as the asshole. I'm disabled. I get to cut in the line.
You.
Yes, we did. We have a right to do so. Mind your own business.
The security...
All right, so now there's some more written text on the screen, which is funny because, you know, this guy's coming off like a complete asshole. You know, he's very mean, very aggressive, and then the text kind of contradicts how he's acting. It says here, oh, it's funny how persons with no disability will speak out against a person who is physically disabled. All right, you're the asshole! The guy was just pointing out that you've cut in line. All right, so let's continue on here. Like, we're all beating up on the poor Gimtard. Even Gimtards can be assholes.
Guard says to come in here and go to the head of the line. To the head of the line.
You call a manager out here. You're not the manager. You're not the manager.
It says disabled right here.
Yes, it does.
Persons with disabilities or appointments only.
Yes.
Right here.
And we have preference over appointments.
No, you do not.
Even if I don't have an appointment. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Are you the manager?
Even when I'm in the grocery
store. Can't we just agree to disagree?
Is there somebody above you? And what are you going to do? Are you going to assist us or just badger us?
And if the rest of the people are helped, you're going to be placed in line where you need to be.
No,
at the end of this line right here, that line.
You're breaking the law.
Right here. And the security guard tells us to go to the head of the line every time.
No. It's in the law, Norman. It's in the.
So what are you going to do? You're going to badger us for 15 minutes and not help us?
I suggest you go to your law books and you find out that I'm right.
Yeah, you know, in the back where they have all their law books at the DMV.
Bull. That's not even correct. You don't know what you're talking about.
You're daffy. You're a daffy broad.
You have no idea what the ADA law... Tell me what the ADA law is, then, if you know what it is.
That you have certain spaces set aside specifically...
No. When I go to the grocery store, they tell me to go to the head of the line. I always go to the head of the line, even in the grocery store. It's a state office, and how dare you work for the state and not even know what the ADA laws are.
I do know what they are.
No, you
then
don't.
Why are you badgering us and not helping?
Why are you badgering us? Look, I'm just answering your questions. You're the one raising your voices.
When it comes to a line of people, you did not tell me.
To go to the end of the line, she says.
It does not say go to the end of the line.
You're being a jerk. Do you have an appointment?
That was helpful.
Okay. Listen, I have a right to stick up for my right as a disabled
person.
And
what are you doing?
You can't make up the rights, though. There are certain rights you have, but you can't just make shit up.
Sitting there just talking to us and not even helping us. Why don't you just take us to the side and help us?
Just do what we want you to do.
Supposed to have to wait in line.
Because you're the manager. You're just
going to
sit there and say, yes,
no,
you are, no, you aren't.
No, I'm not. Yes,
what are you,
you are,
two?
No, you're not. Yes, you are, no, you're not.
Yeah, who's coming off as big fucking babies here? The manager, what are you, two?
Do the paperwork.
Okay.
Assist us. Why are you just sitting there taking up time and not assisting us?
Because you won't get out of the fucking way, and I'm not going to let you walk all over me. Not that you could if you wanted to. I'm going to let you wheel all over me. This logic is ridiculous, right?
End of the line.
Just
you know
help
that.
Us, and then you can, you know.
It's not even right. Maybe in your country it is where you're from.
All right, so now things get a little racist, which I love. So this woman is, like, Hispanic, right? Because it's California. And so this whole video is about how they're mistreating the disabled. And this guy's rather racist. I don't know how it works in your country.
At the end of the line, you know that's not even right. Maybe in your country it is where you're from.
You don't know what you're talking about. You don't know nothing about ADA laws at all, period. Okay. You can't
this
even
is,
tell me what part of the law book it's in.
This is a different
or when
country.
It was even passed.
I'm not sure.
Enough of that. Enough of that.
Ma'am? Thank you.
We're in America.
Yes,
America has laws
yes,
for the disability.
Yes.
You're sitting there saying, yes, you are, no, you aren't.
Oh,
why don't you do the paperwork?
Looks like, hear that noise? Looks like someone tried to grab the camera from the sky. Oh, Jesus. Now things are getting real.
Get the cops here. I want the police here. This man just assaulted my son.
Yes, he did. He took my camera. That's assault. That's robbery. That's theft.
Get my son here. Thank you.
Oh, boy. Then comes a police officer in plain clothes. His name, I guess, Chuck. He took us back to the office and asked what happened. He agreed with us that we have the right to video and to go to the head of the line as a disabled person. He said they need to have a different line for disabled persons because it's confusing. What? I don't think that's exactly what the police officer said.
Why don't you guys come back?
We're disabled.
Come on. It's fine. Come back to my office. Tell me what happened.
Wait a minute.
Hold on.
This
we
guy
need
right
this guy here,
we want to press charges on him.
Hang on.
Hey,
press charges. Go ahead, Grandpa.
Come on.
Wheel on through.
Better now.
So what's really infuriating is that these guys go into a little room with the police officer, and the police officer calms the guy down and pretty much gives the guy in the wheelchair what he wants. The guy takes his paperwork. The police officer takes his paperwork and then gets everything that the guy wanted. At the very end of the video, there's some more text. It says, "This was plain and simple. A person of obvious Spanish of nationality is discriminating against two white persons. She claims to know the law but is dumber than a stump. She allows others to badger us, including the guy who stole the camera." First of all, no one stole the camera. The guy went to, like, bat the camera away or grab it. But where are we at here? She says that it was okay for him to grab the camera. If you listen closely, you'll hear the officer say, "We are right about the head of the line and being able to video in a public place. Chuck was the only sane person in the place. You will also notice a black woman in a wheelchair, not Rosa Parks, to be sure. Also deny that I am right." Okay, so he's very angry and kind of racist, I must say. Any of my physically disabled listeners, can you chime in? Is this true? Can you just get to the front of any line you want? If so, someone beat the shit out of me, run over my legs or something. You know how much time I can save just by becoming physically disabled? Ugh. Be the best thing to happen to me. All right, so look, if you are physically disabled, email me and let me know if this is a real law or if this guy was just, you know, making shit up. All right, the guy just came off as, he comes off really bad on that video. He's just very gruff. He kind of reminds me of the Winnebago man, the way he talks. All right, I've got a couple products I wanted to share with you, some commercials. This one is from India for a product called 18 again. It's a vaginal tightening gel. This is what's going on over there in India. It's all about getting a whiter pussy area and a tighter pussy area. There's a woman and a man. Ooh, I feel like a virgin. I feel like a virgin. They're just dancing around.
Oh, yes, it's true.
Oh, yes, it's true.
Oh, yes, you do.
Oh, yes, I do.
Feels like a very first time.
What's funny is, you know, I think we obviously have these products here in the States as well. But you have to purchase them at, like, Adam and Eve or something. Use coupon code FREAK for 50% off your vaginal tightening gel. And 3 free adult DVDs and a mystery gift. All for using coupon code FREAK or DV. Make your pussy tighter or wider. Thanks to Distorted View and Adam and Eve. Coupon code FREAK or DV. Oh, you'll also get free shipping. All right, but what I find interesting is that, you know, this is the land of the free. This is America, right? And we can't advertise these type of products. I just recently saw an ad for Trojan's... there's like a pocket vibrator or a little dildo or something that they're selling. And you only see this ad like after midnight on like, you know, obscure cable channels. You'll never see a vaginal tightening gel on American airwaves.
Virgin. 18 again. Vaginal tightening and rejuvenating gel now in India. Ooh. Log on to www.18again.com.
Why does it sound like that? It's all in very good English up until the very end.
18 again. Vaginal tightening and rejuvenating gel.
Yeah, vaginal tightening gel.
Now in India.
Just go to www.
Log on to www.18again.com.
Right, it gets very ethnic there. All right, so there you go. 18 and again, vaginal gel. It's a pussy hole minimizer. All right, and finally, one more commercial. This is for a kid's game called Doggy Do. I guess there's like a...
What's Doggy doing?
It's a game where you've got an actual, like, dog. Like, there's like a toy dog, and you feed it Play-Doh or something, and then it shits it out.
What's Doggy doing?
Shitting.
Oh, no, he's in the doghouse now.
Guy slips on the shit. It's like a little cartoon. He's in the doghouse now.
Oh, no, he's in the doghouse now. We love you. Let's play. Make a tasty treat. Eat up, doggy. Roll the die. What's that sound? What did he do? You win by...
There's some sort of, like, hand pump, and you keep squeezing it, and eventually... The Play-Doh turd comes out of its ass.
I think doggies do. Doggy Do by Goliath.
Doggy Do. What is it? DoggyDoGame.com.
What did he do? You win by collecting doggies do. Doggy Do by Goliath.
You win by collecting the most dog shit. What the? We're done. As a species, we're done. Let's call it quits. All right. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, the fucked up news right now. Yeah. Yes, if you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, what are you waiting for? Help support the program. It's only $6.99 a month. That's less than a value meal at this point. Or you can sign up for a yearly membership. That's only $66.99, which equals out to about a little over $5 a month. You get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, every week we do extended shows, exclusive programs, video casts. I post all of the DVDA live programs only on the Sideshow. As a matter of fact, this past weekend I posted one. If you want to see it, sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. All right, three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, you know, I never was a Boy Scout. I almost was. I went to a Cub Scout meeting once where the parents and the kids were involved and they just talked about what goes on in the Boy Scouts and all that shit. But I don't know. I don't remember if I wasn't interested or my parents didn't want me involved, but I feel like I missed out on something. Probably a lot of hot sex. I earned my Keep My Mouth Shut badge. All right. But, you know, it's something I want to do. I feel like, you know, if I was in the Boy Scouts, if I did have that experience, I wouldn't be so indoorsy for the rest of my... I wouldn't have been an indoorsy kid the rest of my childhood. You know what I mean? Playing on the computer and shit like that. In Pine Plains, New York, though, apparently, Boy Scouts learn to stone animals to death. A rabid beaver... Now, how do you know it was rabid? Maybe it was just angry. A rabid beaver. Maybe the kids were fucking around with it or something. A rabid beaver that attacked a Boy Scout leader swimming in the Delaware River was killed after scouts in the troop pelted it with rocks. Health officials describe the attack as rare, but say human encounters with wild animals are more common in the summer months. Huh, that makes a lot of sense. Because that's when people are out, and that's when animals are out in the summer. In the winter, who the fuck's going outside? Swimming in the river. God damn it. It's a dumb sentence. On August 2nd, animals are hibernating and shit. On August 2nd, 51-year-old Norman Brousseau, an assistant scoutmaster with Boy Scout Troop 32, was swimming in the Delaware River. Brousseau, another leader, and four Boy Scouts were on a field trip, all swimming naked. Positive that's how it went down. Brousseau, who was in the water hanging on to a noodle float, queer, noticed was a little kid's penis, noticed a dark shape nearby. It came through my legs and attached itself to my chest, he said. I thought it was a giant carp fish. It wasn't. He was being attacked by a rabid beaver. Dun, dun, dun. Ooh, beaver. Gross. Once he was bitten, he grabbed the animal and threw it away from his body. Get away and stay off me. I never want another beaver on me again. All right. The beaver bit him in the leg and then again on his ass, arm, hands, and waist. At that point, Brousseau said the adrenaline kicked in. I grabbed it in its mouth. I had it around its bottom jaw as tightly as I could because I knew it was going to either bite me or the boys. I called the scouts to come give me a hand. One of the scouts was 16-year-old Nick Hedges. I grabbed him by the arm and started pulling him to the shore. The scout was careful to keep an eye on the beaver, which, he said, was in Brousseau's grasp about 5 feet away. Brousseau tossed the animal up onto the shore. The beaver was stunned for a second or two, but then it started attacking the noodle. With the counselor hurt and bleeding on the shore, the teens took matters into their own hands. We started throwing rocks at it, he said. We could see it was still dangerous. The scouts threw stones at the beaver until it was dead. A couple passing by in a canoe took Brousseau to the other side of the river, and another passerby called 911. Dutchess County health officials said an attack from a rabid beaver is unusual, explaining that more often people in Dutchess report suspected cases of rabid dogs, cats, and bats. Fucking bats. Bats. Okay, I don't know. All right, there you go. That's pretty much the entirety of that story. Oh, Brousseau later died. What? No, that's not true. I made that part up to make the story seem a little more interesting. He'll probably be okay. All right, second story we have for you today. A Chicago area man put the windshield of his car up for auction. Why, you ask? Because it has bird shit on it. That's not the interesting thing. Actually, it is. He says that the bird shit looks like late pop star Michael Jackson. I'm looking at it right now. I can sort of see it. It looks more like a woman, though, in a very form-fitting dress and a cape or something. One of two things will happen, said owner Brandon Tudor. Or Tudor. It'll go for an astronomical amount or it'll get nothing. Tudor, 29, says he was driving along U.S. Highway 30 near Big Rock Wednesday when bird poop hit the windshield of his 1996 Cadillac Seville. Ooh. That bird has good tastes. All right, he said he immediately saw a resemblance to the pop icon, and it became more obvious after it hardened. Everybody loves it, Tudor says. There's not one person who's seen it that doesn't agree. It looks like Michael Jackson. The minimum starting bid for the windshield is set at $500 on eBay. Until the auction closes, Tudor is keeping the bird poop image covered in plastic to protect it from washing away. And he's parking his car in a garage. So there you go. That's what's happening in Chicago. And finally, today, freaks, we just happen to have a story from our most fucked up state. Say it with me.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Praise Jesus.
Praise Jesus.
Yeah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That our home of Florida is our most fucked up state. Heaven help me now.
Florida is our most fucked up state.
That one anymore. What happened was, you know, the first time I played it, it sounded like it was a woman singing Florida. Corey emailed me and said, hey, it sounds kind of muffled, something's wrong, and he sent me another version. But the first time I played it on the show, I was playing it through Google, right? Because Corey sent me some MP3s, and for some reason when you play it through Google, it muffles out part of the song, and it makes Corey sound like a woman. I kind of like that, though. Here, this is it. I'm playing it now through Google's little audio app. It's the same file. Isn't that crazy? It must be like, I don't know. I don't know how this is. I don't know. I have no idea why. But I like that version better. I like when Corey sounds like a big fat woman in a choir. Corey, re-record that. Re-record that MP3 and try to sound more fat and womanly. Thank you. All right, let's read this stupid story and get out of here. Yes, the story comes from Fort Walton Beach. Police are looking into an incident where a woman allegedly hit her mom in the nose with a container of baby powder during an argument. That's what's going on in Florida. Very important stuff. Fort Walton Beach police became involved in the case on July 28th when they were summoned to a Maryland Drive residence. A woman said she'd been scolding her daughter about her irresponsible behavior and didn't approve of her becoming involved with a short-term relationship and leaving the house for several days without indicating where she was. The daughter became very angry and told her mom, "I'm not a whore." Then she whacked her on the bridge of the nose with a plastic bottle of baby powder. The daughter admitted to hitting her mom with the baby powder. She was charged with battery. Her court date is August 14th, tomorrow. Stick with Distorted View. Not because I'll have updates for you, but because I'll never mention this story again. Ting! That, my friends, is your Distorted News for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, freaks, this is where you call into our voicemail line. You can leave me a message, and then I'll play it. If you're new to the program or if I've never heard from you, why not give it a shot? 206-666-4463. Just call in and say hello. You love the program. You want to have me breed you. Breed your hole. Whatever hole you want me to breed, I will breed it. Including your mouth or nostril, whatever. All right. Yes, go right ahead, caller.
Hey, Timmy Boo, it's Rose Colin. I'm a little far behind on shows right now.
Oh, shame on you.
Pretty busy. I'll catch up probably when I get to maybe September. But, yeah, I'm listening to the July 17th podcast, and there's a bunch of listeners calling in with jokes, and you should totally do a segment for that, man.
Because all of the jokes that listeners submit are hilarious. One in about, 100 make me laugh.
Jagoo jokes or something like that.
Oh,
and, you get the
Distorted View jokes.
The
jokes about Timmy Boo. Okay.
Bang, bang. And
oh, those type of jokes, Distorted View related stuff. I don't know, that might be a good idea.
Hey Tim, happy birthday. Just wanted to wish you a happy birthday.
Late, you're late.
Take care. Hope you get some for your birthday.
Thank you. I did not.
Hey Tim,
Paul.
Awful birthday.
Paul from St. Paul.
I'm so
here.
Backed up.
Hey,
someone just help me release all this man spunk
Paul
of mine.
St. Paul here. Got a suggestion for you to make some money and get a little publicity for DV. Hey. You know those, when Catholics drive around, they have those little plastic Jesus and Marys on their dashboards?
Yes.
You should make like a plastic Satan riding his unicorn, and
oh,
then
yeah.
maybe a plastic bunny crush down on her hands and knees. And then in the back where they have that wireframe fish, you could make like a wireframe fist that's going into the rear end of that thing.
Yeah.
Just an idea.
I would love to see people use that. There should be something we could put on the back, you know, like some distortive view emblem or something. But I don't know how to make that or how to get someone to produce that at a very reasonable cost. Come on.
Jaguru, happy birthday.
Ah, Jesus, hold on. That's very loud.
Hey, Timothy James Henson. That's all I want to say to you. Goodbye.
Well, thank you very much. Late.
Hey, Tim, it's Nard.
Hey, instead of all these late happy birthday wishes, why not open that pocketbook of yours and donate to me? Show at distortiveview.com. Please, come on.
Hey.
Or send me presents to my P.O. box.
Tim, it's Nard.
Nard!
I want to wish you a happy birthday.
I am surprised Nard's still listening. I haven't heard from Nard in a long time.
Yeah. Just remember, it's August 1st. Yeah. I'm playing catch-up with all the shows because
you stopped listening?
I was on vacation for a while, and I missed a lot of shows.
I like how I'm yelling at all these listeners for wishing me a late happy birthday, but apparently these were all sent on August 1st. I just, I'm getting around to it now.
Hey,
my
Timmy Lou, it's Wick from the Navy. I didn't know it was your birthday yesterday. If your P.O. box is still working, I'll send you some sick animation CDs if you have.
Oh, yeah.
Them
I love that.
If you'd like.
Jerk off material. Yeah, the post office box is always in the show notes. So, you know, find a recent program, the most recent show, because I've had a few P.O. boxes in the past, you see. So, as long as you are using the most current one, we should be A-okay. Ting! That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show at distortiveview.com. Distortiveview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660. God, is it oh, God?
I don't know what that means, to play us out. What does that mean?
Spread the distortion to all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. Very important. Also, check out our Reddit at distortedview.reddit.com, I guess, or Reddit/r/distortedview. It's quite a community. We've got well over 100 freaks posting links, commenting, talking about the show, and other weird stuff they found online. So if you want to communicate with other freaks, do it that way. We've got an IRC channel. That information is up on Reddit as well. Of course, go to distortedview.com for animated GIFs and featured videos, all that sort of good shit. And we will see you back tomorrow for the Tuesday show. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Sound speaks louder words sometimes, but not everybody.
You're a black fucking slut, suck it. Yeah. Yeah. This would make for a really good Obama campaign commercial, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You voting for Obama?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think you should vote for Hillary. You know. You're all about feminine issues.